Unit 2. Tape script 2.1. David Livingstone, African Explorer.
David Livingstone was one of the most important Victorian explorers. He spent 30 years travelling in Africa. He was born in Scotland in 1813. He studied medicine, and in 1841 he sailed to South Africa to join a Christian mission in Botswana. He married soon after he arrived, and with his wife, he travelled into regions where no Europeans had ever been. He went to the Kalahari Desert, the Zambezi River, and the Victoria Falls. His second expedition up the Zambezi River by canoe was a disaster. His wife, Mary, died of a fever, and many other lives were lost. A few years later, he set out to discover the source of the River Nile on foot. He vanished, and some people thought he had died. In 1871, the American journalist Henry Morton Stanley greeted him on the shore of Lake Tanganyika with the famous words, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume." He died in 1873 in modern Zambia. His followers buried his heart at the foot of the tree where he died. His remains were buried at Westminster Abbey in London.
Mick Watts, backpacker in Asia.
Mick Watts is in Melbourne. He's on a 9-month backpacking trip round Australia and Southeast Asia. He flew into Bangkok 5 months ago. Since then, he's been to Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Java, and Bali. He's visited temples in Thailand and seen giant turtles in Indonesia. He's been staying in cheap hostels, along with a lot of other young people. "I've met a lot of great people, but it hasn't all been easy," said Mick. "I've had diarrhea a few times, and I've been mugged once, which was really scary." Apart from that, his only worry is the insects. He's been stung all over his body. He's been travelling mainly by public transport, bus, train and ferry, except in Bangkok, where he got around by river taxi. For him, the best part of the trip so far has been learning to scuba dive on the Great Barrier Reef. He's looking forward to taking things easy for another week, then setting off again to New Zealand. "Once you've got the travel bug, it becomes very hard to stay in the same place for too long," he said.